Hello, friends. Welcome back to another Wellness Wednesday episode where we talk about a food for thought item for the day, for the week, that hopefully will improve your well-being and the people around us and maybe help improve our society and community that we live in, the butterfly effect. Maybe we'll have that kind of effect. All right, so this week I want to talk about the idea of rehumanization. This word may not actually be in the dictionary, but of course it's the opposite of dehumanization. Now, the Rehumanization Project was a name that I used to give to my classes, service learning projects. Right? It was just sort of a title I gave it because if you're not familiar, a service learning project, whether it's high school or college level, they're basically courses that are designed to help students learn about the concepts of their course. It doesn't have to be just be psychology. It could be history, government, economics. But through community service, through a type of volunteerism or a project, a student can reflect on that project to see how that action is related to the concepts of the course that they happen to be in, right? And so that's just the name I gave it, the rehuman. I just thought it had a nice ring to it. So let's talk about this for a minute. Before we can rehumanize other people, we have to talk about what dehumanization means, right? And I know you've heard this term a lot and probably have a good understanding of it, but to dehumanize someone means that it just makes it easier for us to dismiss or ignore or even to mistreat, abuse someone else because we don't see them as completely human. We don't give them the genuine amount of respect and empathy that we should. We feel like they are less than us, right? We reduce a person, a human being, into a label or a simplified categorization. So we can think of some examples of how we do this in our society, in any society. It could be through a caste system, right? It could be through labeling someone, a category of people we call the homeless in America, right? A lot of people have attitudes about homeless people without really knowing their true circumstance, but we make certain assumptions just because they have this label, or you've heard the label migrant or immigrant or refugee, or it could be someone's racial categorization or their gender, or maybe a political label like liberal or conservative, right? You know, in America, all you have to do is just throw those words out there, liberal, conservative, and you'll get people wound up, okay? And then get triggered. We make instantaneous judgments, usually on the negative side, bringing about negative emotions, right? Almost like a reflex, okay? Almost as if we're allergic to these kinds of things. And so this is bound to be bad for our mental health, right? That's what these Wellness Wednesday episodes are about ideas that we can think about, toss around, and consider to see how does it affect our well-being, does it? Does it affect the people around us? Okay, so when you think about the haters, those at the receiving end of the haters, right? It's just a bad mix all around. Okay? I know that in your family and some others, if you just bring up politics, wherever you are in the world, right? We have a worldwide listening audience. Every country has its own politics, right? And disagreements, and it's just a matter of degree. It's a matter of how deeply you're involved in the political issues. And it's easy to see how people don't get along, right? And it's easy to not want to associate with those. Now, in the college that I used to work for, and I was a bit naive going in because I wasn't very political. I didn't label myself as a particular, political persuasion. I just was who I am. And so I learned later that, people chose their lunch partners and groups to go out to work, out to lunch with, was pretty much based on political persuasion. And so that's why certain people never joined my group for lunch, or that you don't see people in my group joining another group. And, you know, I was kind of, you know, naive back then. I thought, oh, it's just because they're on the same hallway or they're whatever, they're older friends. But someone just told me outright, oh, just because they're liberal, just because they're conservative, they're going to lunch together, right? So even those in academia only associate those with a similar mindset. Now, one of the consequences of dehumanization and that mindset is that we have a tendency to blame victims, right? Because of these oversimplified explanations and categorizations that we place other people in, when you watch the news and you see that people may be, let's say people in Florida or Kansas, they're victims of tornadoes, right? Is your initial response that of empathy? Or does part of your brain go towards the line of thinking that, well, you know, that's Hurricane Alley, that's Tornado Alley, why do people continue to live there, right? So you're, in a sense, you're blaming them for choosing their residential location, and therefore they deserve less sympathy for being a victim of those natural disasters. What if you saw a news story about someone who got robbed at an ATM, right, trying to take out cash? And does your thinking go to the point of, well, why were they going to that location at that time of night or that time of day? They should have known. Or maybe they just weren't aware of their surroundings. They should have been more careful. They should have this or should have that, right? And instead of focusing on the fact that a crime has occurred and someone committed this crime, we focus so much on the victim's behavior and we tend to dehumanize them, right? So for our own well-being and for the well-being of those people around us and to maybe help improve society a little bit, can we challenge ourselves to turn off these instant judgment machines in our brain and to try to rehumanize the people we encounter, right? Now, it does not mean that every time you see a person on the street that it's your obligation, that is my obligation to spend the day with them and do a whole mental health, you know, intake and try to, you know, find assistance for this person. I mean, that may not be possible, right? I mean, we may have limits to what we can do as an individual. But as a starting point is, whether it's in person or in social media, it's more likely to happen on social media, is that there's so much hate out there that we forget that we're still people, you know? And we make these instant assumptions about others that therefore they don't deserve our empathy or sympathy, whether we label someone as rich or label someone as poor and so forth, okay? And so that's my simple idea of the day, is to catch ourselves when we find ourselves pigeonholing people into simple categories and taking away parts of their humanity because of an instant neurological level kind of reflex that we have in our brain to dehumanize them, right? And so maybe once we know more about other people's circumstances, that we can increase our levels of empathy for others, and that can only be a good thing, right? For ourselves and for the people around us. Okay, thanks for your patience, for listening to these Wellness Wednesday ideas that I'll have every week. And again, if you want to reach me, just look in the description. If you want to support the podcast, read about the different ways you can do that as well in the description below in this episode. Okay, folks, till next week. Talk to you soon. Our podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, friends, maintaining our mental health is not easy. And the good news is that therapy does work. And what is therapy? It's really whatever you choose it to be. It can help you with your motivation. Maybe you're feeling stuck and you need some extra tools to help get you unstuck. Maybe you're feeling insecure in a relationship or having issues at work or just dealing with daily stress. So whatever it is you need, it's important to overcome that sense of shame about getting help because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, or live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. So, join the millions of people who are seeing what online therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself and your mental health. So, I have a special offer for our Psychology Concepts Explained listeners. You can get 10% off your first month of professional therapy at betterhelp.com/psychexplained. That's better, HELP.com/psychexplained. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring our podcast.